Welcome, everybody. We are at the end of the tournament. And wow, I don't think anybody a week ago expected how it has happened.
No, it was an incredible, extremely frustrating Basho. Also, hello, Tenho.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah, just
a very boring day 15. However, very exciting day 14.
Exciting day.
It was, yeah. And
so,
to be fair,
let's remove the band-aid. We had Hoshoryu losing on day 14, which meant that because Kirishima was too many wins ahead, Kirishima wins the Yusho outright on day 14. And now there's another Rikishi with more Yusho than Hoshoryu, who's not a Yokozuna. Congratulations.
I am so pissed at Hoshoryu on day 14.
That's my controversial opinion. Because Hakaku gave an interview, basically calling it very shitty sumo. It wasn't those exact words, but basically he said it was very shitty sumo. And it was very shitty sumo. I agree. Hoshoryu only lost because he went for the shitty, well, badly positioned throw, which meant Kotosato got a double inside.
That's the thing. It was alright. It was alright sumo until that.
He was okay.
And then getting for the double. Basically, he tried the throw, and Kotosakura kept him close enough that when Hoshoryu ended the throw, he could not go back to a right inside, and he had to settle for a right outside, and that was completely stupid. I was so pissed because, also hi Yuki no Shoma, because had Hoshoryu defeated Kotosakura, we would have had a playoff.
Exactly. If the bouts today went exactly the same as they did, however, Hoshoryu had won yesterday, we would have a playoff. And it would have been 5 of the 6 divisions would have had a playoff. crazy to see, but no.
I just got two out of those playoffs.
We had a 3-way playoff in Jonokuchi. 3 guys were 6-1. We had a normal playoff in Joniden. We had a playoff for Sandame, and we had a playoff for Juryo.
I saw the Sandanme and Juryo division playoff. And damn, Nabatame is looking back in shape.
He wasn't even wearing the full knee brace.
Yeah, and to push out a man like that is his opponent. I don't know his name, but like 200 pounds.
I think it was, if I remember correctly.
I don't know, but 200 kilogram dude getting pushed off that easily.
Yeah, no, that was good. The great match as well. If you haven't watched it, watch the Joniden playoff, because it's Asahi Fuji and Kiryuko. So you can imagine it was a very exciting match.
Okay. Oh my god! If you have a link, if anyone has a link,
good question, because I saw it on Shall Not Be Named means. Fully legal ways that I watched, but they don't have the link, of course. Asahi Fuji Kiryuko.
It's no matter. But it was in the lower division also. What kind of food do you want?
Yes, they are coming every time there is a more muscular dude in the block, and holy shit, Wakano Fuji is cut to shreds. It's in the voice chat if anybody wants to watch the playoff. It's good stuff.
Oh, thank you. Maybe that way.
So
yeah,
I have
maybe
a question
not...
about the winner of the Jonaguchi playoff, the three-way one.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce that Shikona? Because I feel like that's that just
Aaron.
That's Aaron. Just Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah. Simply.
Okay. Aaron. I was looking at that. I was like, I feel like that's just his first name.
it's just for some reason. I think it's. Like, for some reason, it's meant to emulate the name. I don't know why, but it's the kanji the same as the same A as Abi, and then it's the kanji for dragon, which usually people say Ryu, but this one is Ron. I have also, literally no idea why.
By the way, Kai, maybe delete that link, because the thing. Just so you don't have problems.
Oh yeah, I have like three Gyoji here, including a star Gyoji.
No worries.
I forgot about that.
But
minus five Kotaku points right there.
But yeah, what kind
we
of
won't tell, we won't tell. Nobody can tell you on the Gyoji. It's fine.
Like, all of those guys are known monsters. And like, in the middle of that, you have Dewa Noryu, who... So many Mongolian one.
Yeah.
We had Mongolian in Makuchi, Juryo, Sandanme, and Jonidan.
Big Mongolian sweep this time.
Yeah.
And then special prizes. The conditions, I'll tell all of them, and then we'll go over who won them.
Oh, great.
It was conditional for Atami Fuji, conditional for Kotoshoho, conditional for Fujiseyun, and conditional for Fujinokawa. Fujinokawa was going for the Ginosho, the technique prize. Kotoshoho, Fujiseyun, Atami Fuji were going for the fighting spirit. And all of them won, except Atami Fuji. So Atami Fuji does not get a special prize.
Very disappointing. Sumo
very disappointing, but he should get Sekiwake next time, which is feels not real.
He will likely swap places with. Well, there are both spots are open.
Exactly.
Actually, so
they could do some just fuck shit and keep Takeyasu at Sekiwake on a 7 and 8.
It's possible because both Komosubi fucked up. Yoshino Fuji fucked up. Wakatakakage barely got Akachikoshi and pulled out. Fujinokawa there Akachikoshi and
it's probably gonna go Atami Fuji Sekiwake. Wakatakakage Komosubi. Holy shit, they might give Sekiwake to Kotoshoho.
I was going to say Kotoshoho 11 and 4
as
Magatama 5.
I think we're going to see that. I could see that.
I think it's going to be either Atami Fuji goes to Sekiwake and Takayasu stay at Sekiwake and Kotoshoho...
Okay, actually, has never happened.
What?
Magashira 5, 11 and 4 Sekiwake. It's always Komosubi. No, I lie. In 1971, we had one.
Oh, yeah, instance. Well, yeah. Basically, it never happened.
So, basically, never.
So, yeah, so I guess Takayasu will keep rank.
What a guy. He is so lucky. Sorry?
Yeah.
They could put Wonka there. I mean, never know.
Wonka Takayasu. That was hard to say. On the 8 and 7, he will get Komosubi.
Yeah, I mean, they've done it before, like with Kirishima. I mean, yeah, Takayasu might be saved, but...
I think he's going to be saved.
He's been saved so many times, so where I feel like it's a possibility where they just...
If he gets saved, is a year of Takayasu at Sanyaku, and he's been saved more than once.
Yeah. The thing is, at 7 and 8, it's highly possible he will stay at Sekiwake. With no upward pressure from others, he's likely to stay. Had he lost today, I would have said he would have fallen for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he lost, then that would have been I was hoping for a no offense, because yeah, Koto Shoho would then go to Sekiwake, and then we'd actually probably see Fujino Kalba and Komasubi if that happened.
And I guess Wakataka Kage will take the other Komasubi slot, and then Fujino Kawa at Magashiran 1.
Yeah, Fujino Kawa Magashiran 1 feels safe.
Yeah.
So who's going to... Yeah, so Tami Fuji, Takayasu, Wakataka Kage, who else in Komasubi?
Koto Shoho.
Oh yeah, obviously, Koto Shoho, yeah, cool.
And basically, I would think Fujino Kawa and Yoshino Fuji.
M1, yeah, they keep M1.
Gonoyama will be bouncing way back up.
Into the Joy, probably?
Oh yeah, back in the Joy, I would say.
Yeah.
Also, Fuji Seiyun and Chiyoshoma. What a tournament for them.
Yeah, Fuji actually crazy.
10 and 5, I would never have believed it, honestly.
Fuji Seiyun?
I'm so happy for Fuji Seiyun.
But debut, he's kind of good. He's got it.
Yeah.
Debut, one thing that is unreal for me is how Osho missed 5 and 10. That's not... I'm in disbelief how lucky that is. Because I thought he was going to go 2 and 13.
And the thing is, not many like bandages. He's not that broken. He fought well. He actually fought most match okay, decent.
Fair. He did fight okay, but he was just like out of his depth for most of it.
Oh yeah.
I think something has flared up again because he was wearing a sock, knee stuff, leg stuff. I think he's flared something up again. After last time,
he did not look injured, is what I what
not I unreasonably uninjured, not any more than he already is.
not worse.
Cool. And then we have, sadly, Fuji Ryoga 7 and 8. Very unexpected.
Quite disappointing. Also, hi Ryukaze.
Hello Ryukaze. You're not an Easter egg anymore. You've gotten here just in time. Fujidoka was really disappointing, I'd say.
But yeah, it's all right. It's life. Asahi Kuryu also 10 and 5, I think. Yeah, 10 and 5.
Nicely and going.
I have to pick a bone with Asanoya.
Carry on.
Asanoyama, how the fuck do you fall for a Habienka? I hit myself so damn hard when that happened. I think a blind man could have seen Abby going for a Henka. And yet a former Ozeki fell for it.
Yeah.
To be fair, Asanoyama, if you were not like 350 pounds, 6'2", I would slap you across the face. I would not. But seriously. How the fuck?
Yeah, that was
on one leg for that long. I was getting scared that he would injure it again.
Oh man,
he was kind of bouncing on that knee a little bit too long for my comfort.
Oh no, not again! Really, the guy should go back.
You think so? I don't know. I did not seem to look that injured. And I agree with
you. I didn't pay attention, so I can't say. The most desperate Abby we've ever seen, and he didn't see it coming. Yeah, that is true. Abby has been very desperate.
I guess Asanoyama is legally blind. I don't know.
So do we know who's going up from Kushida to Juryo yet? Or have that not been announced?
Not confirmed.
Yeah,
we have 4 spots. We have Tsurugisho, either going down or retiring. We have Shimazu Umi, Fuji Tensei, and Kotokuza. So we have 4 spots. They are definitely going Okaryu, that's definite. Hakuyozen, definite. And then, very likely, Tochitaikai. And my guess would be Enho. That leap, I think, one rank down, but one win more than Takakento. I think that means Enho will leapfrog him. And those would be the four. So only one new Judo this time, which is going to be Okario.
But one new stable master.
And yeah, probably.
Well, stable master will be one new coach, because Enoha doesn't have enough to branch out, does he? We went on that like 2 weeks ago, didn't we?
He doesn't have enough. Like, I don't
know
if there's like something where he could still do it, like under some rule, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Enho needed like 30 Seki Toribajo just to get his Elder Stock. He's at 29 currently.
Yeah, he needs 30 to get Elder Stock, yeah.
Yeah, so to branch out, you need 60 in top division or 25 Sanyaku or just Ozeki Yokozuna. So,
jeez. Yeah. Well, he should be able to coach. I don't know with what Kabu, because I don't think there's any. Well,
unless they want to do it to where they reopen Miyagino for him, but I don't know.
He should still win. I thought he was going to be out by now, but he's still in. So, okay, wait, we are not reading the chat. Asanayama doesn't seem better than Shota Mitakyobi. That's so true. I agree with that.
He's more injured.
Those 2020 Ozekis are not doing great. Grandpa lost his ring sense. I think we should mention the elephant in the room who shockingly got a losing record with Basho. That's right. Ura does that sometimes, and then he bounces back. He's fine.
Yeah.
Enho maps to Makushita 1, but no one else can go up. I think he'll just go up. It's not unheard of. It has happened recently as well. Yeah. Unless there's some special exemption for Miyagino, but they're so inconsistent on what Miyagino is. That is true.
So I think Enho will stick around to get the Miyagino Kabu. I don't know.
But he needs one Kabu right now. And Asahi Fuji only retires in like
that's why I say he might just stick around as a Rikishi.
Ah right, even he's in right. I get it. I see what you mean. or bear with me. There is this guy. Koboyama, who's going to be 70 in 2 years. Well, year and a half. And that Kabu, the Takashima Kabu, it was on the Tatsunami Ichimon thing.
Yeah.
Which now would be Isegahama Ichimon. So, my theory of a possibility is that the Takashima could go to Enho, because Koboyama made his debut with Chikubayama, which was Enho's stable master, and they are friends. Koboyama introduced Ryuho, which is like one of the best friends of Hakuho, into Miyagino. So there's some connections there. I could see Enho getting the Takashima Kabu in a couple years, or like next year, at the end of next year. That's a theory.
That's possible.
Can I say Miyagino stable master? Unfortunately, I don't think he has enough money for that. He has enough Makuuchi. Usually, but I don't think he has enough patrons to support Aheya, sadly, despite him being so cool and awesome. I don't think he has the money to branch out. I think he just helped Kaio.
And would he want to branch
out? Exactly. Kaisei does not seem the guy to be a main stable master. People have called him way too nice a lot.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'll be a stable master. What is that? The great question. I need to check where Koboyama is right now. He's in Isenoumi. That's rough. Okay, that's
Isenoumi has more.
No, he's not anymore.
Oh.
Where is he? Where the hell is he? Fucking list of sumo elders.
Wait, I'm on it. I'm right there.
Hmm?
I'm right there. Kumagatani? What the fuck is that? No.
He is in... It doesn't say, fuck me. Where the hell is he? Oitakaze. He's on Oitakaze. Which... Okay. Oh, that's rough, because Oitakaze was part of the Tatsunami Ichimon. However, it's not part of the Tokitsukaze Ichimon. So... Damn.
Complicated.
Complicated, because that Kabu might be bought by Daisho, might be bought by Tobizaru. Might be Tsurugisho's
yeah.
Kabu. Damn.
Because Tsurugisho is definitely retiring.
Like, no way. He looked way too much in pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did he ever win a match this Basha, or did he go Suzakuji?
He went Zenpai. He went Zenpai.
Yep.
Which was very rare, actually, so he can take his part in that.
Yeah, I'm not sure he will.
No. he's only the eighth guy to go 0-15 in junior.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. That is tough.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about Julio, we had some very good basho for some wrestlers. Toshino Fuji debut at the rank 10-5.
Yeah.
You know, that was, yeah. I was surprised that he did so well. The one Oryu, who is in his second Juryo basho, 11-4 playoff and wins the Yusho. Wakano Sho, who's been doing excellent this year, Juryo Yusho last time.
Oh, and
this
he probably is the one who's going to go up to Makuchi, I think.
Oh, is for sure. For sure. Him, Ryuden, and I think that is all.
I think that's it, because Daisaizen 8-7 is too low.
Too short. Too short a call.
Sadly, but he gets another better shot next time. And today's win by Asasuiryu, like, that was too good. He needs to go into Makuuchi soon, because it's just too exciting.
I did not see it, to be fair. I was sleeping.
Hitoki, sorry. Remember when people wanted Toshino Fuji to retire for Asahi Fuji? I think it's good that they... Like, the GSA does not have any solid rules, and that's very many times frustrating. However... In this one instance, them saying, yeah, he can join. It's so good. Because, like, we have Toshino Fuji and Asahi Fuji.
Yeah.
In the same
And bunch. To be fair, who wanted Toshino Fuji to retire? I never heard that.
I think it was...
I don't say it's not true, but, like...
Yeah, I think
is it the Reddit's idiots?
Probably. If I had to... Hitoki enlighten us. Was it Reddit?
Who's the dumbasses who said that? I would like to
And
meet
then
their
like
parents.
Inazuma, and then we're like, huh. Right.
To be fair, it's fair to call everyone an idiot that wanted Rikishi to retire for that
the For moment. Another one, yeah. Totally.
Like
what other things? I think that's Banzuke that's the most exciting talks. I guess the Sandame Tsukedashi guy, Fudoho, went 4-3. Yeah. Oh, Chiyomaru and Chiyo Sakai, both from Kokonoe, Chiyo Sakai has announced his retirement.
Oh, damn.
And Chiyomaru, very likely to retire.
Oh, damn.
So we've lost in a basho. If Tsurugisho goes. So of former Seiketori retirement, we have Tsurugisho, Chiyo Sakai, maybe Chiyomaru, Daishoho, and Shiden. That's five.
Damn, yeah. I mean, they were both doing... Chiyomaru was in Sandanme.
Yeah.
I mean...
And Chiyo Sakai was in Joniden for the first time since 2011, so...
Chiyomaru got a Kachikoshi.
Chiyo Sakai as well, but I think they would just want to go on.
Okay. Oh yeah, Chiyo Sakai. Damn, did he fall?
He fell a lot, just in like a little bit, and then he just like yeah.
No, well, yeah. We don't have his career record, so yeah, he's okay. Kyosaka is done. Boy, that will be a lot of space for the youngsters.
Yeah, because those guys were brutal, I think, down there to face, you know, even if they were not their best.
Yeah, still tough guys. Tough guys.
Yeah.
And what I'm really afraid for is Midori Fuji. With his heart and lungs filled with fluids.
I could see him taking he will take a long time to...
Yeah, and will he want to come back? You know, that's...
Exactly.
That's a thing, because that takes a toll on a body, and that's not good. But yeah.
Oh, I have very, very exciting news.
Ooh.
My belt, which is my version of the Rosu shoe, has finished. It has reached Hoshoryu. Well, it has reached Yokozuna.
Oh.
Let me share my screen. It won't be in the recording. You have to be here if you're listening to this. But here we have my very colorful belt holder, as I call my Rosu shield.
Very
popular. And we started in January of 2024 when Taranami won, and therefore he started with the belt. And then over 2 years later, the belt goes to his stablemate.
Oh, that is nice.
It is nice, isn't it? So what happened this Basho, Churanoumi went in with the belt. Takayasu won it and held it for 5 matches. When he lost to Waka Takakage, who then lost to Churanoumi, who re-won the belt, and then lost to the brother, Wakamoto Haru, who then lost after 2 matches to Hoshoryu. And therefore, the belt reaches its conclusion. Here's the graph of Junido.
It took so long.
And then Churio for literal 2/3 of it. And then once you reach Makuuchi, it was really quickly for you to get to Yokozuna. What I think this means, if I think about it scientifically, it just means that the Banzuke works, as in people who win tends to go up. You know, the people who are winning are higher ranked because the belt eventually gets to Yokozuna. And I have never heard of a belt or like anything like this who stalled, you know, who never got to Yokozuna. So I think it's not even chance, it's just proof that the Banzuke system works for Sumi specifically.
Yeah. Unless, like, it's really... I don't think it's impossible. Like, if it stay on, like, a very unlucky wrestler that just... It just yo-yos around. But, yeah, at a certain point, it will fall on someone that can carry it.
Exactly.
To that level. Yeah. So, will you start another one?
I have, but it's very boring right now, so I don't have anything to show for it. This is the belt colors. I've put yellow and gold together alongside gray and silver together. Doesn't change much. Blue is the most chosen option by people who got my belt. But yeah, this was it. I did start another one. I don't know if you guys can see that. No, you guys cannot see that. I immediately went to the next day, so because Hoshoryu won it on day 10, which, let me get that one on. It went to the first Junokuchi match of day 11, and that was won by Kyokutayo of Oshima.
Ooh.
So, but he got his Kachiyoshi on that bout, therefore he'll hold it until May. So nothing very exciting. But yes, that's my news on the belt.
Nice.
My first belt has been concluded.
It is done.
It is done. It's very, very cool. I really enjoy doing it. And I think if you like to keep track of people randomly, I guess, around the Banzuke, I would suggest people doing it because it's fun. It's great.
Yeah.
I guess because of the records, you can always go back and do a past, you know? You can always start at some random year, some random bout, and see how long that takes to get to Yokozuna, you know?
That is true. That is true. But it is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. But, like, I mean, if you're nerds like we are, that's an afternoon well spent.
True, true.
Yeah. Any more controversial opinions, Tama? Because I have a little bone to pick with Reddit.
I'll let you go first.
Okay. I need you guys. I'm metaphorically holding your hands is here right now.
Let's go
with my thought process. Okay. So we have on one hand we have Hoshoryu, who has not won yet a Yusho at Yokozuna.
Yes.
In my opinion, this Basho was the one that he had to.
Absolutely.
Ono Sato was out. Aonishiki doing so bad.
Yeah.
And he was not clearly injured with anything.
Yeah.
Point one. Let's change to another topic completely, and then we'll see how this relates. The GSA has many problems. I think everybody understands that.
All right.
I want to see where as in... That. There's a lot of stable violence and certainly a lot of corruption in a sense, you know, and a system where the oldest Oyakata rule is not necessarily the best one. And a lot of people go on to blame Hakaku for everything, which is my first pet peeve because people are really excited and I understand why. For in 2 years, Hakaku will have to retire. However, looking at the next line of people in seniority, in age, I don't see anything being better. Because it's a structural problem. It's not a leadership problem.
Yeah, it's not a Hakaku problem.
It's just old people being old people and not... doing what they need to do to improve the sport, right? Yeah. Itoki says in the chat, yes, thank you for saying this. Hakaku is no worse than the others. Cool. Yeah. I think if anybody has any big objections, please type in now. Because I think it's a really good conversation to have in an episode.
Absolutely.
You can assure me it's typing. By the way, 999 Degeiko, is that real?
I think he would have killed the bot if that was real.
Cool. I mean, I do not doubt Yuki. So while they type, I'll
yeah.
Yeah, no. Do you think the bot overflows, Tama? Like
no,
it has
no,
like integer overflows.
No, I was just kidding.
Ah, okay.
You have to fight 999.
Digi confront. Let's get the Gyoji, guys. We have 3 Gyoji here. Let's go get to it.
We have to check.
We have to manually check. Tamanosato is now going to spend his whole working week manually checking every single bout Yuki no Shoma has ever fought. That's what a way to have a week after the Basho.
And at the same time, I will do RTY Banzuke.
Yes, that's your whole life now.
But yeah, keep going.
Okay, I'll keep going when Yuki finishes typing. No, you can ask finish typing. Okay, I agree. And he has done some good stuff, at least, like bringing back the tours. It's just old, out-of-touch people, especially with him wondering how to get more Rikishis, while still having the foreigner limit, limiting Rikishi's social media, being difficult to watch, resources, etc. Yeah, that's my main thing. Like, it's just... And also, there's, like, massive problems in the system. Like, Japan is doing the population anyway.
Yeah.
And categorically, there are better jobs than being a sumo wrestler.
Absolutely.
And with it's how... Not... Go on.
I was just going to say, it's not so much just a sumo problem. It's a Japan problem with, you know, the population diminishing. Just the fact that it's not as well sold to the public. Like, it's great to see. Do you want to get your ass beat up every day and have the bare minimum health security? Not sure. So
and
they have to.
How Japan has like a very much widespread access to education. Loads of people are not going to do that. It's very hard to have somebody who's really like scraping to like find a career. Sumo versus baseball, damn, which is better?
Hard to question.
Yep, like, do I just get to hit a ball and run, or do I have to beat my face against a literal wall for 12 years and maybe I'll get a month of salary?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so that's the other point. With these two things in hand, there was a very controversial news article after day 14, in which, according to a translation, if I can, I've got to find it now, Jesus Christ. Give me like 2 seconds.
No worries.
Hakaku went to the news.
All right.
After Hoshoryu's defeat. And, okay, found it. And he called Hoshoryu's sumo, called it a pathetic loss, and also a disgraceful loss. So one of those two. I don't know what the translation correctly is in the Japanese.
Oof.
From the Nikkan Sports thing. In my own Google translation is pathetic loss. At least my Google translation, which, you know, okay, we can give those caveats. But however, calling it a pathetic loss. What else would you call it? You know? Because it wasn't good.
We said it
at the beginning of the episode. I personally think it was a very bad way for Yokozuna to lose.
Exactly. Especially Hoshoryu against Koto Sakura. It's not like an opponent that is new to him.
Exactly.
So to lose in that fashion, maybe the words are harsh and a bit tough coming from the head of the association, but it's so damn true.
I mean, he needs it. Like, that was his tournament to win, like, no excuses this time.
And
like, he's
fucked up.
Again, I defend his promotion, and he has been doing well when not injured, but the fact he hasn't won a UFO yet, even with bad luck and not that one. It's like, and that win was absolutely pathetic. It's like, he looked like Aonishiki being injured this ball show, even though he's not. He just, like, did nothing and then just like collapsed for no reason. Just like, what even was that? He needs some tough love.
And to be fair, I do think Oshoryu thinks that himself. He has to be like, I've completely fucked up. So, but keep going.
So, with all this, at least I think, like, here talking to people, obviously we might be in a little bit of a bubble. So I'm trying to keep my mind as open as possible. Is it crazy to, like, tell Hakaku to fuck himself over that? You know?
As a fanboy who are stupid on the internet, it is stupid, but can you stop people from going that route? Absolutely not.
People have taken this, and understandably, are pissed at the chairman of a sport raining it down on the top wrestler. However, in sumo, you have to understand that, I mean, Ryukaza does bring something, which is every statement is our best ricochets suck and are pathetic. Who's even training these guys? It does feel like that sometimes.
Yeah.
And maybe because he keeps doing that, it takes away from this specific situation. But if I was Hakaku, I really want Hoshoryu to do well.
And
like, he did say the same stuff after Basho, but like, and I'm glad you're here, Yokozuna, to say that. But like, after, like, the JSA and the Yokozuna Deliberation Council, they put their hopes and wishes on to Hoshoryu, a young guy who might, who, and they kind of really wanted Yokozuna, so they promoted him to Yokozuna on a Yokozuna run that they said he was. Therefore, I can understand why they are being a little bit nervous and wanting him to win, so people don't say like they promoted him too early, because that will be an attack on the whole sport.
Yeah.
So in my view, that is Hakaku saying like, I don't know what to do with this guy since he is not winning.
Yeah. And the thing is, if he would come from someone that was not in the sport, like the top guys in the football association might not be ex former soccer players.
Mm-hmm.
Who told me now Hakaku Oyakata won 8 basho? He knows what it is to be in those shoes. So
as it says, I think it's just not something he needs to comment on this way. Can you imagine if the commissioner in another sport was saying how pathetic that this team couldn't win? I understand. I understand. I don't know why he felt the need to say it. However, I also understand why he felt it.
Yeah, you absolutely.
And like in the way that sumo works, I agree with Hitoki that Hakaku is one of the 5 guys that can do that because he's really good and still one Oyakata in the association. So he has the, while he might not be the best, like the most perfect chairman ever, he was a really good wrestler. So I have to try and believe that he knows what he's talking about.
I mean, yeah, he
he didn't have to do that. Like, if I was Takaku's buddy and he told me that, I'd be like, that's so true. But like going on a news forum to say that does feel excessive.
Yeah.
But I cannot say that I disagree with him. And
I cannot. I want to, but I cannot. Like, it is how it is.
I really want Hoshoryu to win one, because that's why I'm rooting for him so much. Because he needs to prove that he earned that Yokozuna promotion. Yukazu says it would be nice to see him applaud the efforts of the wrestlers who did well instead of continuing to harp on his disappointing his Yokozuna arm.
He does though. He kept on applauding Fujinokawa's fights and, you know, determination. And I'm pretty sure he did applaud multiple other wrestlers. I cannot name them. I do not remember who, but I know, like, it's not like it. We talk about it because it's a big wave to have the big boss telling you kind of sucked on maybe not live TV, but in an interview, and we don't really know how it was said. That's the thing. I think we know he said it word for word.
Yeah, and I think that him, Ryukaze said, and I think that him commenting the yokes just gets more attention than whatever else he says. I think exactly.
Absolutely, because like, it's the top dogs.
It's the top dogs, about. And it's important. And like,
yeah, and he's not talking lightly about it.
No.
Yeah, the words hurt, but they are also true.
Exactly. So I have to be like, sumo fans, we need to not be haters and lovers. We need to understand the situation, as in like Hoshoryu is not doing well. Nothing will. If Hoshoryu takes everything that's said at him directly of praise, he's the greatest wrestler of all time. Because you have some, and I've said this before. Tamanosato and Tenho can probably vouch for me. I've said that Hoshoryu has the most polarizing fan base of any wrestler. I believe.
Absolutely.
And absolutely. Fan base / hater base. So is that sort of like situation where it's a very polarizing wrestler getting commented on, and then people feel the need to come to his defense when he should not be defended? Like, in terms of straight ranking, which is how the GSA does things, Hoshoryu lost the Yusho to a lower ranker on a basho where there was no other Yokozuna. Koto Sakura has been Koto Sakura, and Aonishiki was doing really poorly. And he defeated Aonishiki in his tournament. So it was his. And on a tournament where the Yokozuna are always expected to perform, that's simply the reality. They're like,
and
the GSA cannot go light on any Yokozuna anymore, because they've never gone light on any Yokozuna ever.
And the thing is, the way Hoshoryu lost against Fujinokawa, it was a bad loss. Against Daisho, it was a bad loss. Against Koto Sakura, it was a terrible loss.
Even if Koto Sakura is Ozeki, and his win against Yokozuna and longtime rival should be applauded.
Yeah. It's
even for the Ozeki, it should be just another day. He should that should happen.
Yeah.
However, Hoshoryu losing is less should happen, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah. It's more important that the Yokozuna wins than the Ozeki does. Especially in that climate that we had this basho, where no other top dog was doing it.
And I can understand people being a bit disappointed, because it was a tournament which was decided by everybody losing. Kotoshoho lost, Kirishima lost, and then Hoshoryu lost.
Yeah.
It was really anticlimactic, I think, finishing. And in the end of the day, sumo has to be entertainment as well. For Hoshoryu and Aonishiki Hitokisa, to a lesser extent, their weak performance can just be put on injury or nerves. It can be a mix of things, and we can critique them if needed.
Yeah.
I think that's precise.
For Oshoryu, it's overextending himself and just not doing standard sumo and trying too hard, I would say. Which is often when he used to try his over-the-top throws and just dropping himself on the clay, it was the same. He needs to get a bit of a slap around the head, on the back of the head, you know, conscientiously, by his oyakata to just straight himself up. If he can straight himself up, just like he did for most of the bouts this basho, he was very solid, very straightforward.
He really was. He fought well most bouts. I have to agree with that.
Yeah, even on his loss against Kirishima, it was what got the win for Kirishima was the overhand grip.
Yeah, it was just bam.
Yeah, if it would have been the other grip, you know, the other way around for their grip, Hoshoryu could have won. It's just that, you know, as a Yokozuna, you still lose some. It's the way you lose them that is more important.
Hoshoryu has the personality of a Sashoryu with the drive, stare down, practice hazing, and attitude without the assholesness outside of the dojo, but the skills of Onokuni so far. You guys are talking about Hoshoryu's skills and what he has been doing, and he has to straighten himself up and whatever. I don't know what else he can do. I'm starting to feel a bit doomed about Hoshoryu. From next basho onwards, you will need another similar situation for him to get a Yusho, and I don't see that happening anytime soon. So I'm starting to doubt myself on hey, did he actually deserve the promotion? Because it's being really hard now. Yeah, he has just to be so perfect to win, and it feels ever so more impossible.
The thing is, I do understand your point, and I can see it, but also, the two others, Onosato and Aonishiki, are showing signs that they are human. I think Hoshoryu, yes, he needs to strengthen himself when he faces lower rankers, and not try to be so much aggressive that he loses himself. And if he does that, he has a true chance. He just needs to stay healthy and stay straight in his sumo. And I know it's possible. And Yuki, we will forever harshly disagree on the fact that Hoshoryu has the skills of Honokuni. He has the same Yusho race? Yusho?
I was mostly joking there. Yeah, I'm just talking about Yusho so far.
But that is tough. So I think Hoshoryu can do it. He needs to believe in himself and at the same time stop believing so much in himself that he is so damn good. It's find the balance, man. I love you, but find the balance.
Mm. I see.
And I do think he can do it. I do think he can do it. It's only up to him. I hope so. The man deserves it. He is good. He is great.
I mean, by numbers, he has gone double digits on every single Yokozuna tournament he has completed. Yeah, man. It's tough. Yes,
guys really need Yusho. I don't see a wrestler who needs more that one Yusho than Oshoryu.
Kayasu?
Does he need it? No.
Need one? No. Deserve one? Yes. Is that what I mean? I think he deserves one. I mean, Takayasu, I think he deserves one. Although I can see why not, because like if he hasn't won one, then therefore he doesn't deserve one.
Yeah, it's kind of harsh thinking that way, but that's a bit the way
That's a bit the way you see. Yeah, I understand why.
He choked so many times, and the same can be said for Hoshoryu, but I feel like Hoshoryu's career is far from being over.
Mm-hmm.
While for Takayasu, he's just a veteran hanging out. Good to show who needs an OU show. I would love to, but like, it's all Koto Shoho. You know, he got one. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if Oshoryu can win a Yusho, something will snap in his head and he will...
Koto Shoho needs a Yusho.
Yeah.
Get this man to Yokozuna at this moment.
That's why I was like, yeah, Koto Shoho got one. Let's be happy about it.
Yeah, like I was not expecting one. Good for him, but like him being in the run for another one, crazy.
Yeah, to be fair, he looked great this basho. I think if Oshoryu can win one Yusho, he will, in his mind, he will understand that he can fucking do it, and he will get multiple. That's my belief.
Okay.
So now we will entie next basho because I said it.
Imagine. That would be... Anyway, all this conversation to come back to. One, Hakaku is not the problem, or at least not the whole problem. Two, he can dog on his wrestlers as many times as he feels needs to. Doesn't have to be publicly, but he can.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
he won't wait on us to say he can. He does it.
Yeah, he does it. He won't be emailing me asking for my confirmation, unfortunately. So whatever he does, I'm not liable. And also Oshoryu needs to get criticism if he's not performing off a Yokozuna. Which 11-4, people would say that's not a Yokozuna Hachikoshi. People would say, I think Hakuho has said, which is a very high bar, but Hakuho himself has said that a Yokozuna Kachikoshi is 12 wins. So take that what you will.
I know he said 10 wins, but I think it was for Ozeki. Or for both Ozeki and Yokozuna.
I said 12. Wasn't Yokozuna Kachikoshi 12, something like that? But
I don't know. I know that it was always 10 for Ozeki.
Yeah.
And maybe for Yokozuna, but maybe it's 12. I don't remember.
I don't know. It's in my mind was 12, but it might be wrong.
But anyway, you look at the last four basho, 12-3, 13-2, 12-3, 10-5, 11-4. Those are fucking good numbers on Hoshoryu. But
those are good straight numbers. Yes, those are by definition those are good. However, I would prefer a 12-3 rather than an 11-4 at this moment.
Yeah.
Just show that he still can got it, you know? And
it's good, but not enough. Not good enough.
Anyway, just to say that, like, people literally cursing out Hakaku can pipe down, because they are not Yokozuna in sumo. They are not stable masters themselves. And I think we need to look
at that. How do you know? They could be in their fantasy league.
Hey. All right. I mean, me being a fake Dai Sumo stable master, I think I have the integrity to say I am joking. I am. I don't think Hakaku deserves all the cursing that he's getting. I also don't think he is the best person ever. He probably is not that great. But like putting on him the whole responsibility of like I'm scrolling through Reddit comments being like, he has attempted to stomp the freedom of the Heia to publish what they want, what rules about content, and what Rikishi can wear on camera. Rikishi already cannot wear everything they want on the public. So I feel like if something is being posted publicly, that's like, unfortunately, an extension of that. I don't know. I just feel like...
Yeah, I think people misunderstand some things there with like, yeah, the content. They are too strict on it and then a little hypocritical with the things they do on television. But yeah, they can't like just wear anything they want, though, for many reasons. And they also like so other content they limit. Like, there's good reasons for it, honestly, like especially the one popular stable online, honestly, if like if they like kept allowing some of that stuff like to keep going on without, you know, making it a bit more strict, then God, there'd be so many like Rikishis and Sables who would just like make loads of like unhealthy mukbang videos because they go viral and like they don't really want that, I'm sure.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just that lots of people saying like, oh, if tradition in sumo means the older people laying down on the younger people, then I don't want tradition. But then that's like in anything. And I don't know. I'm having thoughts that I'm not being able to express fully, I feel like. I just feel...
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
I feel sumo has real problems, and tradition so far doesn't seem to be the biggest one. It's the hazing, it's the bullying, it's the definite underlying corruption, which is strengthened by tradition, but is not tradition itself. That's my point of view. I just in order to not make this an echo chamber, I feel like Ryokaze was like making some good points against the first points. I don't know if you have anything else to point that would be interesting, because the discussion is being really nice. I just want to make sure that we are listening to everybody's opinion.
It's just there are so many little points that can be changed, and it can put sumo in such a better and more positive light. And it's just unused. It's not that it's that they purposefully try to go against those things, they just don't see it or don't think it's important when it is. You know, like wrestlers not able to publicly use social media.
That is so sad.
That is stupid. That mm-hmm. It's not sad, it's stupid mm-hmm. as fuck. In this era, we need to be able to use social media when you are a big influence in your sport.
Mm-hmm.
Same for YouTube. They don't want to see so much Heia stuff on YouTube. It's the play. It's the fucking play. So many things have to be done without destroying the tradition behind sumo. Because sumo is 80% tradition. And you gotta keep it if you want to keep sumo as it is. I completely understand and I completely agree with that. But it's just, yeah, there are so many little things that can be changed. And Ryukaze said, people definitely love to blame Hakaku for the negative part of sumo just because he's the guy in charge. I think he just need to stop being so grumpy all the time. I think it's his default face, looking grumpy. But yeah, he's the head of the Sumo Association, so he will be the target for all the criticism. Because
and he also he needs to be the one to say a lot of criticism because it's his association.
Yeah. He does have a really bad resting sumo face, Ryukade said, and I'm now imagining what Kitanumi was like. Kitanumi, if you think Hakaku has a bad face, Kitanumi, I think would have made a lot of people shit their pants just by...
No, I should make my pants for recordings of him looking like roughly to the front. He's scary.
He was scary. Yeah. I still think he is.
His spirit is very scary.
Yeah. Well, most of those guys don't look nice. And that's just the thing. You can look nice and be nice, but Hatefully Strong is quite the nickname. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. That's a badass nickname.
Well, probably we are nearing the... Oh, well, let's finish with this one by Yuki no Shoma. And Hakuho did nothing wrong, and it's all Hakaku's fault. Absolutely everyone. Yuki no Shoma has another big announcement. Not another big announcement, but Yuki has something to say. One little thing to post. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, no. I was just searching some stuff up for fun. I was like, oh, I'll put this together for the hell of it. I'm sure that it'll be pretty easy for you guys to get, you know, since you're big sumo nerds anyway. But yeah, basically, I just wrote up a bunch of there's been different reasons. It's rare, but different reasons throughout history of why boss shows were canceled. So I wrote up a list here. 70 of these reasons are true and 8 of them are false. So let's see if you can guess which ones are true. Curious.
Ooh, that's a good quiz. That's a good quiz. 7 of them are true. Okay.
How many are wrong?
8.
All right. 1, 3.
I think I have my 7. I'm gonna write them down somewhere else. Give me a second. I think I have mine. Okay. So for anybody who is trying at home, before we know the answer, it's the options are: the basho was canceled due to fires, floods, tsunamis, a pay strike, hurricanes, earthquakes, bad harvest, World War II bombing, the Emperor's death, wartime damage, cholera pandemic, renovation delays, the COVID-19 pandemic, Rikishi's hazing death, or a match-fixing scandal. So
at least two of these are pretty easy, you know?
Yeah. 2 of them are the easy.
Yeah.
That is actually tough.
It is tough.
Because I'm not asking for answers. I don't remember if COVID-19 we missed. I think we did.
Well, you keep questioning in the air.
Yeah,
your cousin says they're all true. That's the secret third answer.
They're all fake. We never missed.
They're all fake. Sumo doesn't exist. We are all hallucinating this together.
There is no basho cancellation in Ba Sing Se.
Great reference. That's a great reference. Okay. Is everybody ready to ask Yuki what are the true ones and what are the fake ones?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to type out your answers or just say them first, okay, and go ahead. But yeah.
Okay, my answers are: I think they've been called off due to pay strike, which I'm pretty sure is real. Earthquakes, because that's just a wild card that's very possible in Japan. World War II bombing, the Emperor death, a cholera pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the match fixing scandal. Those are my seven. Strikes, earthquakes, bombing, emperor death, cholera, COVID, and match fixing.
Nice. Okay, anybody else, sir?
Hitoki is being the opposite to Yukaze by saying they are all fake. So one of them has gotten it, probably.
I will do basically the same as Konomori, but instead of earthquake, I think it was fires.
Ooh, okay.
Because I know the I think there was.
You went from no to sure to think. This is going well. Yeah.
Maybe I think the Kokukikan burned one time.
Okay. So Yuki, please enlighten us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. It was an actual.
Now, I will say there is still a chance that some of these, such as Tsunami, you know, might have canceled some in the past, but it's not on record or confirmed.
Not on record.
These are the seven. And these are the ones that are confirmed that we at least know of. Yeah.
I know it!
I know it! Space Strike, Bad Harvest. Damn.
Yeah.
Okay,
okay, wartime damage, not the World War II bombing, but wartime damage. Renovation delays. Okay, I didn't know
because
that.
Because it was after the World War II bombings didn't, you know, it only caused a short tournament and where they had, like, mostly veterans and injured veterans, you know, attend. Yeah. But after World War II, they were needing to do renovations and there was a delay, so they canceled it then.
I see.
That one I knew. I knew that.
I didn't know that one.
Bad Harvest. I would not have called that.
Yeah, that and fires were like from the old days. And then the pay strike, the 1930s. And
yeah, I knew the pay strike, certainly.
Yeah, same.
The three ones that I knew was pay strike, COVID-19, and match fixing.
I knew the fire. I could not remember like clearly what it was. I remember the pay strike, the wartime damage. And basically, to me, wartime damage and renovation delays were the same thing. And COVID, I could not remember. Because I knew we had Basho without people. But did we miss one? I was like, I wasn't sure, but I was guessing that. And the match fixing, of course. In like 2011?
Yeah.
Was that, yeah? I think, don't remember.
I think it was 2011. Pretty sure. Anyway, what a packed episode with discussion. I think it was a very good discussion. Unfortunately, Yukaze has already gone, as well as Tenho. But thank you all very much for joining me and for making this discussion as reasonable as possible. Thank you, Yuki. Thank you, Hitoki. Thank you as well, Tamo, Sato, Yukaze, and Tenho. And I'll see you all next week when we will do. And I want to do this again because it's going to be a fun Banzuke. Not for people guessing the Banzuke for real, but we are going to be doing next episode a Guess the Banzuke episode. Yeah,
and
come join us. Scream and numbers and names.
And we will have Champ Champ results.
Oh, yes, we have Champ Champ. There we go.
I did horrible.
I have to update them. I'm not.
There we go. I'll see you all next week. Bye-bye, Tamano Saro.
Bye-bye.